This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that was good. I love the Lord, and it is good to be in the house with the Lord, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord has given me... I'll get a bit of water first. We all want to have a go ourselves. We all want to go have But sustain is a very good word. It has to do with upholding, feeding, nourishing, supporting, and taking care of. God gives us a life to live, and then invites us to turn over to Him, the leader of all, so He can carry all the responsibilities, and I like this part, and us as well. Praise the Lord. And Peter, quoting from the Old Testament, gave the same words in the New Testament setting, 1 Peter 5:2. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. God cares for you. And the Amplified Bible says, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all your concerns, one and for all on Him. For He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. How good is that? How good is that? Praise the Lord. But I looked up the word anxiety in the dictionary, and it describes anxiety as a troubled state of mind, uneasy in mind. And Proverbs 14 verse 30 says that a tranquil heart is life to the body, but passion, anxiety, worries, etc. is rottenness to the bones. Hallelujah. So if we draw close to the Lord, we can get tranquil heart. The trouble is, so many of us, and I know I get carried away at times, or my mind takes over. And it's a medical fact that severe anxiety, or who suffers from anxiety, heaviness over a long period of time, can and do develop a whole range of illnesses, mental problems, severe mental stress, etc. Well, I had an occasion just recently where I had a lovely Saturday afternoon. It was a beautiful afternoon, and I had the privilege of sharing the gospel with some people. And I went home that night, and all of a sudden, an anxiety took over. Where did I go to work? Did I bring it across? Did I do the, you know? And I started really in a build-up, and a build-up, and a build-up. And by about 12 o'clock that night, I felt so hot, so terrible. And I've got one of those little blood monitoring things there. And so I took my blood pressure. It was 100, it was 200 over 100. And that just shows you that stress, anxiety, what it can do for you. Like, it can kill you. It can kill you. If it doesn't kill you, you can easily have a stroke. Yeah? And yet, we worry about things that may never happen. We get so anxiety, we get so worked up, we get so... And I got so worked up and I couldn't stop it. But there is such a thing as a spirit of anxiety. And when he gets hold of you, he gets his claws in you, I can tell you, you really have a battle on your hands. But I'm pleased to say that I took it this morning, and my blood pressure is 126 over 75. So it's all back to square one, and it's great. But, you know, we have to realize that we should never forget that the devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour, or he might devour. And so it's like if we hang on to what we can bring to Jesus, well, what happened? We go down the pit. We go down the pit. And I want Steve to play a song before I go further, and it'll tell us the whole thing. Cast your burden upon the Lord. Does that make it clear, or does it not make it clear? What are we to do? What are we to do? Take it to the Lord in prayer, don't we? And, we've got to remember that the devil comes to kill, to steal, to rob. Okay, that's part one. But I like part two of the same verse, that's John 10:10, that says, I came, that's Jesus speaking, that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. Praise God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. That's our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil comes to rob, kill, steal, to destroy, but Jesus says, but I have come to bring life, and that more abundantly. And we, as his sons and daughters, we have a right to live abundantly. And we should not let all those trials, temptations, and whatever it is come on top of us, take it to the Lord in prayer. And I've got to read that out of the Amplified Bible. It's Matthew 11, verses 28 and 30. Now, I've got to be careful with this Bible or it'll fall to bits. Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, it says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and are overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, ease and refreshment, and recreation and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good. It is not harsh, hard, sharp or pressing. My yoke is comfortable, gracious and pleasant, and my burden is light and easy to be borne." Praise God. That's a beautiful part of Scripture.
Brian, what does yoke mean?
Beg your pardon?
What does yoke mean?
Yoke, yeah, yoke.
Yoke.
What does yoke mean?
Yoke. Yoke, they used to have that in the old days. That was a pole that went around people's necks. And then they had chains on both sides, and they carried buckets, like buckets for dirt. They carried buckets, like the milkmaids used to use it. They milked around. It's pretty old-fashioned, but that's what a yoke is.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. Does that make it clear?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay. And give it all to Jesus. What are we to do? Take it to the Lord in prayer. It's as simple as that. Ephesians 6:18. I'll have a read of that quickly. There's a couple of scriptures here that tell us exactly what we ought to do. Whether we do or not, that's up to us. That the Lord has made available to us. Ephesians. You know, it's very unhandy to have one of those things in your hand. I like to speak to that thing.
Well, you can use that one if you want. I'll turn it on for you.
Is this turned on?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Tells us with all Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petitions for all the saints. But again, with all prayer and petitions, pray at all times. Bring them to the Lord in prayer. Anxiety will try and stop us, and anxiety will build up to such an extent that we can't even think anymore. It confuses us. And why are we so anxious half the time? Matthew chapter 6. And I'll start reading at verse 25. For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit or a single minute to his lifespan? We can certainly shorten it. By being very anxious over a long period of time, you can certainly shorten your lifespan. So I loved it a little bit. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field go. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, did not clothe himself like one of those. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. But your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore be not anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And you know, so often we start to worry and we get anxious, all of that, about nothing. About nothing, and it builds up in our minds, and a little molehill will make mountains. And the mountains grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden you find out that was all over nothing. All over nothing. All over nothing. And, you know, there are a lot of situations in life, and, you know, I don't make light of it because I've been through it myself, you get weary, and you get heavy laden, and it is difficult. It is difficult to go on your knees before the Lord, but there is time that you just have to make time. Make time, get before the Lord, and to close, I would say, give it all to Jesus. Just give it all to him, for he knows how to deal with it. He knows how to deal with it much more than you do. And when you do, you will find that he'll come running to you. He will take care of it, and you will feel so much better, so much relief. And, you know, I just want to play one more time, the last song. We'll have to speak like this thing.
I'll switch.
Oh, I'll switch the mic on. Okay. There you go. Okay, I just want to play that one more time. And as we play it, I really believe in there are people here that are on the bridge, that have anxiety in their life, that have weariness, that have heavy laden. And if that applies to you and you like prayer, I would love to pray with you. And, you know, come forward as we play it. We can take it to the Lord in prayer. Okay. Well, the altar is open. If anybody wants prayer, we'd love to pray with you. And if not, then we'll close the meeting and we'll have tea and coffee there and a time of fellowship. I look forward to mingling and seeing everybody, how they would it. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Christian Fellowship.